Day one of delight. I delight in listening to music with my dad. He likes to play songs from his growing up years and important moments in his life. I feel like whenever he plays me a song, I'm gaining a personal connection, and I delight in those as he gets older and I move out of the house soon. Day two of delights. I delight in becoming more like my sister, whether that be in my posts on Instagram or my own life philosophy. I look up to her in almost every way. I delight in my favorite role model moving back home. Day three of delight. I delight in Saturday mornings when I wake up feeling refreshed, greeted with a hot cup of coffee from people I care about, the air full of thoughtful conversation, then blueberry pancakes on the skillet as John Denver plays soothingly from the Bluetooth speaker. I delight in Saturday mornings. Day four of delight. I delight in sharing the things I love, whether that be a book or a podcast or my favorite new ice cream flavor. It never gets old seeing people's faces light up after you share it with them. On the inverse, it's so thoughtful when someone shares something they love with me. I feel so special, like I know an intimate secret. I delight in sharing. Day five of delights. I delight in playing frisbee, catching a long pass that was perfectly thrown, or throwing a perfectly placed pass with a flick of your wrist is the best. It also has brought Jacob and I's friendship to a whole new level. It is something we both love. Day six of delight. I like working on stupid things to get a laugh out of people, especially when it's with my friends. We always have the best time together, even when we aren't doing anything. We always find something stupid to do. Day seven of delight. Making breakfast with your friends is the best. What is not to delight in it? It is free, fun, and delicious. You only need two things: friends and breakfast.